Stop a Shia crowd marching on the Royal Palace. And amid the jostling, a common claim from Bahraini protesters. They're not Bahraini, he says. Violence during anti-government protests has sharpened the debate over naturalisation, handing Bahraini citizenship to foreigners.
One of the chants is, how can we have security when security comes from Pakistan? That's a reference to the fact that many of the Bahraini naturalised citizens work in the security services, and recent events have only served to highlight that issue.
When police raided the Pearl Roundabout protest camp last month, they shot dead four people. Sadiq Al-Ekri, a senior surgeon, was volunteering there. He says he was arrested and beaten almost to death by Urdu-speaking officers. He's back at home with his family now, but still angry at the police crackdown.
They give them money to kill people. They just give them order to kill people. So they don't have heart. They don't have heart, and they don't have feeling for other people. You give them money and you give them order to shoot. This is what's happening here.
When Hamad town, south of the capital, witnessed clashes, media reports described them as Shia-Sunni fighting. But at least some of those Sunnis were Mujannaseen, naturalised Bahrainis, and they've also clashed with local Sunnis. One source of tension is the benefits given to foreigners coming to work in the army or police. There's free housing in areas like this, and a fast track to obtaining a Bahraini passport. What's more, Bahrain's Shia majority see the recruitment of foreigners as a sign of distrust. They're sometimes accused of being loyal to Shia Iran, but they say that's nonsense.
Shia, they don't have chances to join military service. They don't trust us. We are not able to protect our country. We can protect our country more than the foreign people, Pakistani or Yemeni.
The government has now announced 20,000 new interior ministry jobs, promising they'll be open to all Bahrainis. But that's unlikely to end calls for more representative security forces. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, Manama.